Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
As if we needed more examples of people trying to rewrite American history, I have yet another one. And it's really targeting children in particular, which is what really makes me especially angry about it, because my children are too young to experience this now, but they're going to have to, or at least I have to be the gatekeeper as they get older and they're exposed to more and more things. And I'm talking about Hollywood and how you have these classic villains in these movies, like, for example, Cruella de Vil in the 1961 version of 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
And then you have the rewrite of that movie that was released in 2021 that was just called Cruella. Okay. I want to play the classic song from the original one, 101 Dalmatians, singing about Cruella. And I want you guys to listen to the lyrics and the way that the lyrics describe Cruella.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh,
to
Roger.
See her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella. She's like a spider waiting for the kill.
Roger, she'll hear you.
Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil.
Wow.
But after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock.
You're no help,
Roger. This vampire Raj. Bat. This inhuman beast. She what? Ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
So if you didn't catch that, some of the lyrics are, if she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill.
Uh-huh.
Compares her to an inhumane beast
and
that she
snake.
That she ought to be locked up and never released. Then fast forward to 2021, where they release this new version of the movie Cruella. And what they do is they have this scene where they show Cruella watching her mom get mauled to death, basically, by a pack of Dalmatians. Like, the Dalmatians end up killing the mom. So it paints a story of Cruella really was just a victim of childhood trauma, and that's why she does all the things that she does. She's not really evil. She had a really, really hard time. And we see that play out in Oz. Think about the Wizard of Oz, the classic film that we all grew up watching.
Yeah.
You have the Wicked Witch, who is wicked, you know, in her name. And then you have the new one, Oz, with Ariana Grande. And it paints this Alphaba, or whatever is her name, but it paints her as this victim who was bullied, and that you should feel empathy for her, and that she kind of is the hero of the story.
Society caused her to be the way she is.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing this in the way that the media is portraying a lot of the criminals, where you have someone who did something that's so horrific and evil, and I'm using that word very intentionally, evil, and they deserve death. Death. And yet somehow we're shown some sob story about how we should feel sad for them. And they put the music and they tell us about how they had a hard childhood, or how they've had to, you know, overcome so many obstacles in life, and we should feel sad for them, and we should start a GoFundMe page for them.
Well, almost all of the Disney princesses are don't have a mother, right? Have you thought about that?
I didn't know. I didn't
really
think about
that. Most of them don't. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's an interesting friend. Okay, that's
think
not
about
something I thought about.
Think of all of them. Cinderella, I mean, all of them, the mother is missing out of the story, and there's a evil stepmother or someone else who stepped in.
Well, funny you say that about Cinderella, because there's a new version, I guess, of that coming out on Netflix next year called Steps. And it's the same thing we keep seeing play out, where Cinderella has the evil stepsisters. And in the original, they are actually evil. And they're evil from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie. Well, guess what? Now, that's opposite, where it's they're kind of the hero, where it's just they've had a hard go at life. And so that's why they are the way that they are. Listen to the description of this movie, Steps, that your kids or your grandkids might want to watch. And this is something you have to think about. This is a description of it. Think you know Cinderella's evil stepsisters? Think again. When misunderstood Lilith, I guess is the name, Lilith is blamed for hijacking the royal ball with the stolen magic wand, she accidentally turns her sister Margot into a frog and allows the kingdom to fall into the hands of a prince-obsessed mean girl. Which is also interesting that they said prince-obsessed. Now Lilith must team up with Cinderella and a surprisingly dreamy troll to save the kingdom, repair the fractured fairy tale, and prove that even so-called villains deserve a shot at happily ever after.
Wow.
I think all these illegals who have committed crimes, you know, murders, whatever, doesn't matter. I think they deserve a shot at happily ever after.
Sure.
I do.
All these evil people. What about Vladimir Putin?
He is misunderstood.
That's it.
Osama bin Laden, misunderstood. And you might be laughing when I say Osama bin Laden was misunderstood. But don't you remember a few years ago when someone started something on TikTok or Instagram, whatever, and all the Gen Zers were latching on to this idea that Osama bin Laden.
Shame on you, Kim.
Oh, my goodness. That he was kind of misunderstood. And that,
oh, yeah, I remember.
It's based
on some letter, yeah.
What he did, you know, slaughtering thousands of people at, you know,
might have been
his
okay.
idea. That was justified somehow. We don't think about the way that these movies can have an impact on kids. I mean, their brains,
their
sponges.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Yes, it's all about perception. And that's the challenge is... It's very sneaky the way that they do this, because it might come off innocent, where even as a parent, myself included, you might not realize what's happening. But when you put the movies back to back, you know, up next to each other and you compare them, you realize the trend that we're seeing, and it's happening on a very large scale level. It's not just one movie. This is what is happening in general.
It's about changing the culture, right, and changing attitudes, and a lot of it is about modifying the language, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of equality, it's now equity, and this has been drilled into kids' heads, and we're guilty of it because we repeat it all the time just in complaining about it. But, you know, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, who came up with that garbage? I mean, it's nonsense. It is, and we call it out. And of course, when you do that, people like Don Lemon claim that you're a racist because you don't believe that diversity is our strength.
Right.
I don't care what color you are, Don. I don't. If you got a team of people, I want the five best people on that team, or four, or three,
right,
or however many they are, the most qualified people. I don't care what color they are. The left does. Oddly enough, which flies in the face of everything Dr. King taught you, but I'm just saying, you're right.
That's
how they're trying to change the culture, and they've been immensely more successful than I would like in doing that.
Morality is out the window now for many people. Mm. It's whatever I want to do, and you should just let me do it, right? And it's this concept that Hollywood, that schools are trying to sell children on, that evil doesn't really exist. No, there is such a thing as good and evil. There are people who truly want to harm our children,
yep,
harm us, and they need to pay the price for it.
Did you hear Jasmine Crockett the other day? I probably got the soundbite here somewhere. Criminals, you know, I mean, most of these people, you need to understand what was going on in their lives when that happened. They're not really criminals. They did that because they had no other choice.
Well, right.
So justifying breaking the law because of whatever their situation was before.
Right.
That's the left-wing mentality in this country.
He or she had a really hard childhood, and so that's why she chopped up his or her parents and, you know, murdered them. Yeah, I have empathy for you if you had a hard childhood. I can't imagine that. I was very blessed with a great childhood. But that just because you had privileged. I was privileged because I'm white. That's right. Thank you, Mark. But I don't care how hard your life was. That doesn't justify you slaughtering your parents. I don't care that you had a hard life in whatever country you're living in. I'm sorry. That's really hard. I don't want to. That I can't imagine being in that position. But guess what? Newsflash. That doesn't mean you can just break into our country. That doesn't mean that Channel 4 or Channel 2 or Channel 5 can put up some story and have a reporter out there talking to you and how hard it's been for your children. You made a bad decision. You put your children and your entire family in that position. You should be the one to have to face the consequences for it and get your butt back to the country where you came from. I don't feel...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sorry for you.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I'm done.
No, he did basically say that yesterday in speech to these Somalis. You came from a crap hole. I won't use the word that he used on the air before to describe it. It's true. A lot of these third world countries are crap holes.
Right.
If you get a chance to come here, it's a golden ticket. And then you want to come here and screw people over by running billion-dollar fraud schemes in your community and outside of Minneapolis. Get out. We don't want you.
Do it the right way, assimilate like other people.
Assimilate or get out. I'm sorry. You've been here 5 years and you don't speak the language yet. Just go. You have no desire to be part of America. You want to change America into the same crap hole you came from. No, we're not going to let that happen. Thank goodness. Can you imagine how much further down that road we'd be if Kamala had won a year ago?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see, by the way, she called herself a historical figure?
Historical loser. I think she misphrased that a little bit, for sure. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. Next hour, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman. I know the winter meetings are going on with baseball. We'll find out if there's been any movement or will be, in his opinion, for the Cardinals. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.